Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we're going to be talking about oregano. It's one of my favorite herbs of all time. Oregano and curcumin from turmeric are my two most favorite botanical plants. Today, we are very honored to have Dave Hoppe with us. He is a certified nutrition counselor, and he is with New Chapter, which since New Chapter began years, decades ago. So, Dave, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Good. We had you on last time. We talked about some really interesting things, all the vitamins and so forth, and the way you ferment products. Now, today, this Oregano Force is what it's called. It is not fermented or anything like that, but it's a different type of extraction, and it's a super critical extraction, and we'll be talking about that pretty soon. But tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Well, as you point out, I'm a nutritional counselor, consultant, and I do work with stores throughout the Midwest, and been in with New Chapter now coming on 10 years.
Wow.
Been in the industry for 25. Yeah, I love helping people with nutritious solutions.
Right, and I think you're kind of a health nut, could maybe not a nut, but you're a very healthy person, and you're into, what did you say, volleyball?
Yeah, I like playing both indoor and outdoor sand volleyball and indoor men's sixes, and then I actually play basketball as well competitively.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty love to move.
That's a good fit because the basketball and the volleyball are kind of about the same size, I think. Volleyball's a little smaller, but yeah, that would be a good fit. And both are awesome ways to exercise, and we know that is so very important. New Chapter has been around for a long time. It was originally started by Paul Schulich years ago. And we talked last time about Dr. Christopher was Paul's mentor. He had a little herb shop like I did, and then he started making his own formulations. And again, at Merryman, I know the owners, the founders, the companies. I know a lot of people. In fact, when you first called me, Dave, I'm like, yeah, I think I kind of know you, because a lot of the counselors and educators and reps and brokers and so forth, they kind of sometimes they'll switch companies. So I might have known you 20 years ago, you know, and we've been around for so long. Merryman's been around for basically 43 years. We started a little bit before. We were established in 1977, but we started back basically about 1975. So we've been around for a long time. All of our products are vetted. I love the New Chapter products because of the super high quality and some of the expertise you have. You have some of the best, largest labs and quality control labs and quality control overall. I know you are discontinuing a few items, and I beat you up last time on the CoQ10. Hopefully you'll be able to bring that back. But sometimes we're seeing a lot of this in the industry right now. Now, things that are coming from Europe and foreign countries and so forth, the Mediterranean and some of the islands and so forth, they're basically getting very hard to obtain just because of the COVID that's going around right now. And hopefully the supply channels will open up again, but we're seeing a little bit of shortages, but we try to keep everything stocked and have a good variety. So let's ask you a little bit more about New Chapter. New Chapter specializes in fermentation, but why did we not do fermentation with this product?
Well, because of the goal of our founder. So Paul Schulich is a master herbalist, and he studied herbalism going back thousands of years.
Right.
So, you know, 1,000 years ago, if you're feeling bad and you go visit your local herbalist, he's going to give you some, you know, a handful of leaves or roots or berries or something that's going to target your challenge, right?
Right.
And then you're going to take it home, prepare it, ingest it, and hopefully feel better.
It would be fresh. So, it would be fresh. Yeah, and it'd have all the constituents in it. Now it's got to be, made at your manufacturing plant, put in a bottle, and it has to sit on the store shelf for a little while.
Right. Well, so back in the early 60s, capsules started to really come into vogue.
Mm-hmm.
And our industry, the supplement world, realized that you could, you know, put some herb into a capsule, and then people didn't have to worry about the smell or the taste of the plant anymore. And they could just pop these pills and they would, you know, feel better.
Right.
But the problem was, how do you get a therapeutic or an efficacious dose of that plant in just this little teeny pill, right?
Well, and another thing too, Dave, is the standardization, because you know one crop, one season may be completely different from the next one, or maybe you're buying it from a different farmer or even a different country, and it can vary quite a bit. Just like you know, Vidalia onions are completely different than a regular onion.
Right. So whereas fermentation increases the antioxidant mm-hmm. capacity of the plant and the digestibility of the plant, overall usefulness of the plant.
Right.
It doesn't. It's not something that has been done since you know the beginning of herbalism.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what Paul's goal was in creating the oregano force is providing a therapeutic dose of oregano in only one pill.
Wow, that's a lot. So it'd have to be really potentized. Maybe this is why he's doing the supercritical extract.
You got it.
Okay, and what is that? I don't think the listening audience is familiar with that.
Well, supercritical extraction is a process that was actually invented by the Germans
mm-hmm.
in their desire to make beer.
Beer, that's right. That's what I've heard. Yeah, the brew making. Yeah. They didn't want any off flavors, and they wanted purity.
Right. So in most herbal processes for extraction, some type of petrochemical is used to extract the fatty compounds of the plant.
Yeah, no.
Means, right?
Yeah, we don't want that.
That leaves a slight residue
right.
that now you're going to be swallowing, okay?
Yeah, you can't get out some of those, you know, the acetone and the benzene, some of those you just really can't totally get out. Yeah.
Correct. There's usually only parts per million left, mm-hmm. but do you really want to swallow that?
Nope.
At any level, you know.
Exactly.
So Paul originally made his products for his friends and family, and of course, he's continued the process through the years
right.
to keep it as clean as possible. So supercritical extraction is basically a process where you use carbon dioxide under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas penetrates the plant wall, and it solubilizes the fatty portions and makes it a bioavailable. So that it basically, it's like we juice it.
Take all the goodness out. Yes, and I've heard that that's the fourth state of matter. I've talked to the biochemical engineers and people that are involved in that. It's also used in brew making. And I thought it was mm-hmm. so very interesting because the four states of matter are liquid, solid, gas. But it's a gas that turns mm-hmm. into a liquid, and you can flow it through a solid. So it is one of these things that is very unique, but it's done under a vacuum and usually under very low temperature. And that's one of the keys, too, because you get high temperatures with a botanical and you start destroying the compounds in it. So this is done at a low temperature. It's done with carbon dioxide, which is what we breathe out. So there, I mean, it's carbon, you know, CO2 is everywhere. It's what plants utilize, the whole bit. We breathe it mm-hmm. out. So it's very, very safe to use, very pure. I also learned from Dr. Nancy Angelini at one of the conferences 100 years ago, I'm joking here, but in a conference mm-hmm. new chapter training that I took that used something called DART technology, digital analysis real time. And you can, with the supercritical extraction, you can get the DART technology will show you thousands of constituents that you could test for in the original botanical, and after the extraction, and actually they're all there almost at the same amounts, and it's just an awesome way to get everything, all of what we would call the powerful nutrients, what some people consider the magic of the plant, but it's not really magic, it's just the healing power, the all the constituents out of the plant in one fell swoop. Again, it purifies, but it really, really potentizes it, so you end up with what's maybe is a resin?
Yeah, that'd be best way to describe it. Liquids are not there anymore. So
right.
I like to use the analogy of juicing.
Okay, yes.
It gives the person that, you know, everybody's stuck a chunk of celery in a juicer at one mm-hmm. point just to watch what happens
yeah.
to it, right?
Yeah.
You know, it goes,
uh-huh.
And now you got a little puddle.
Right.
All the fiber's gone, right?
That's what I was going to say. It takes out all the fiber and a lot of the, I'm assuming a lot of the water comes out with it too.
Yeah. Exactly. So
right.
then we finish the dehydration, and mm-hmm. all you're left with is the phytochemicals.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
What this yields is something that's super concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to give you an idea, our oregano force, for instance, one capsule, comes from 3,880 milligrams of dried oregano.
Wow. Which,
if you look at your average pill weighs between 400 and 500 milligrams.
Right.
So what you're looking at is a 10-to-1 concentrate.
Wow.
And so one of our pills is like taking 10 of the average oregano.
So you basically take like 1 ounce of a botanical down, and again, it's a smaller amount, but you take an ounce of a botanical down to about a tenth of an ounce. and the pure liquid juice from the plant. Something, I think, is that a good analogy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you just pointed out with supercritical extraction is that we're capturing all of the phytochemicals that are in the plant in the finished product. Now, the average listener might say, well, doesn't everybody do that? And the answer is no. Most of the processes that are used are designed to select certain constituents in the plant and concentrate them because there's been some research. So, for instance, with oregano, everybody's heard about carvacrol. And carvacrol is naturally occurring in oregano. It's also naturally occurring in several other plants and some even in higher amounts than oregano.
Oh, so there can be adulteration with some of these companies. That's what I'm thinking, because I've been trained on that, too. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so for beginners, there's a famous herbalist named Dr. James Duke. You probably heard of him.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's passed away now. He was one of my mom's best friends. Yeah, I know him. I knew him personally. Dr. Duke, he was with the FDA for years.
You can still buy his books. You can still buy his books online.
Right.
And he's created a phytochemical and ethnobotanical database.
Yes, he did.
Things like what I'm about to tell you, which is oregano has been established as having 319 different phytochemicals in it.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot. And then, of course, with the dark technology, you guys can tell right off the bat whether it's real or not. The other thing, too, is there's a lot of different species. Now, last I read, because a lot of times you'll see 40 or 60, the last I knew, and again, Dr. Cass Ingram, who stays on top of all this, but I think he told me there's 82 species or varieties of oregano. And there's, again, the Oreganum vulgaris, which is the main one that people are very familiar with. And then there, a lot of companies will put that on, but there are some subspecies of the Oreganum vulgaris that are extremely natural, potent, and high in the phenolics and high in the carvacrol and high in the other phytonutrients that really do the job. And we'll be talking about that here in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to ask you, too, your product is extremely unique. So you're using this supercritical extract, but it's a whole extract. It's not like taking just the phenolics, or where some of these companies will do an extract and then they'll dope it or add in other adulterations and so forth. Obviously, and I know your company and I've seen processes, you do not do that at all. But you're doing something that I was told years ago that I thought was really smart that I think Paul came up with. You do this mainly, it's a supercritical extract, but you top it off with an aqueous extract, which means a water extract. And you're doing that, again, out of the leaf. I think that's very, very unique. And I was told, and let me know, but I was told because your scientists, your nutritionists found that there were a few compounds in the water extract that are very, very important that it's a way of advancing or enhancing your supercritical extract. It's kind of the best of both worlds. So you're using pure water and pure carbon dioxide, so there's no adulteration. You're not even using, and some companies will use like a drinking alcohol or the ethanol, the drinking alcohol extract, which is fine. I mean, that's not toxic or anything like that. It's actually very safe, and a lot of times you'll see an alcohol extract or even tinctures, but you're using the supercritical and the aqueous. But tell me just a little bit more about what you know about this aqueous or this water part of the extract that's in your wonderful product.
Well, the water soluble portion is obviously one part of the plant. So I like to say plants are made up of three basic parts. There's the fiber, there's the water soluble extract phytochemicals, and then there's the fat soluble phytochemicals. So these, the supercritical extraction takes care of the fatty portions. The hydroethanolic or the aqueous, depending on which one we use.
Right.
What we're trying to do is maximize the beneficial compounds.
Yes.
And make sure that we maintain the ratios of the plant so that we're truly representing the wisdom of nature, and we're not creating something that we think is better. We're giving you what the plant had in it.
What nature thinks is best, what the plant naturally produces, and then you're just potentizing that and making it very convenient. Now, again, it's a supercritical extract, an aqueous extract. There's 256 milligrams of the supercritical and 125 milligrams of the aqueous. So that makes a very, very potent product. And it's just pure oregano. It's basically the oregano leaf where all this is extracted from using water and carbon dioxide. So you can't get more pure than that. And then, of course, you use a really nice capsule that has the extra virgin olive oil and organic sunflower oil, and then basically a nice, what we would call a gel cap. They kind of look like a little vitamin E. The old vitamin E caps are a vitamin D. They're not real big. And I think what is your suggested use dosage for an adult?
Just one a day.
Just one a day. Now, what about children or pets? Because I've obviously used this with my pets, but what about children? Is this okay to use for somebody under 150 or 100 pounds?
Well, our simple statement on our packaging is it's not recommended for use in children, primarily because it is so potent.
Yes, it's very hot.
Like taking one pill is like taking 10.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, children can be all different sizes.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to say that because generally everything over the counter is designed for a person that weighs 150 pounds. Again, consult your qualified healthcare practitioner. But obviously, if you have a child, a teenager or something, that, or even maybe a 10-year-old that's a bigger person than 150 pounds or even maybe 125, one of these is not going to be an issue. Now, oregano is, and I think sometimes the companies are extremely, particularly yours and other companies too, are extremely precautious, which is good. The thing is I know that oregano oil in the science is safe for children, babies, pets, pregnant and lactating women. So it's good for everybody and particularly adults. But because your product is so potent, you got to warn people to be careful with it. Probably because if they would take too much of it, they'd get heartburn or what we would call an aggravation or discomfort. It's not going to be where they're going to get deathly ill or anything like that. But it is very potent and it is a hot spice. You don't want to get it in your eye. Obviously, it's going to be hard to do. You'd have to pop the pill and squirt it in your eye or something like that.
Yeah,
you probably don't want to bite into it. I've used the straight super concentrated oil, and I have actually bit into your product just to see how hot it is. And it's pretty hot. It's a potent. You can tell the potency from products too by biting. And I do that with fish oil. People, you know, my reps and the brokers and the companies, they'll have me sample their fish oil. And the first thing I do is bite into it to make sure there's no rancidity. And if it tastes like dead, stinky fish, I'm like, I don't want your product. It should taste like fresh, clean fish. So this is with your product. I noticed it was very potent. And I have used it now. And again, consult a qualified healthcare practitioner, but I have taken 8 at one time and like dosed quite frequently. If I'm really sick or something, maybe every couple hours, I'll take 1 or 2 just to try to knock whatever's going on. Now, obviously, taking it with a meal helps because there can be some return. You can also put it in the refrigerator or possibly in the freezer, and that will slow down the digestion and help it to digest lower down so you don't get what, again, I said, the return or that burning or belching or the taste of oregano. But I like it. It's like pizza or spaghetti. I mean, I like that. I must have some Italian blood in me, but I mean, I like the oregano taste. Some people are really turned off by it. So that's a nice little trick. The other thing too is, again, a lot of times when I'm starting to come down with something, I might take 2 with every meal. I have worked with doctors. I've worked with some of my customers working with their doctor, because sometimes the doctors don't always know dosage, but I've had clients and customers that have maybe a really bad cold or maybe a pneumonia or something they just can't overcome, and they do a much higher dose. They'll take maybe 2, 3, or 4 with every meal, and we've seen just miracles with it. It's absolutely phenomenal because it's good for pneumonias. It's good for all kinds of stuff. And I think it's maybe time to segue into all of the things that oregano can do. Obviously, your product is super strength. 1 a day is awesome. Now, can this be used as a preventative? Prophylactically, can it be used as a preventative? Say the colds and flu are starting to come around. Does your company have any data on, you know, do you take 1 a day, maybe even up to 2 a day if you're a bigger person, to help to prevent disease?
Well, we're not going to go into the dose outside of what's on the label.
Okay.
That would be up to between you and your physician.
Right.
But in terms of, can this help as a preventative, I would just point out that when you have, basically what you're doing is you're eating a leaf that's been, like it's juiced. Into a pill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all 319 phytochemicals are there. Some of these are not included by other product manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
For instance, there's something called limonene. Okay.
Yes.
Limonene is one of the 319 phytochemicals. It's an antibacterial, it's an anti-flu, it's an anti-mutagenic. There's thymol. Thymol is a huge active constituent.
And that's also in, right, and that's in thyme, and that's even in, if you look at the back of the bottle of like Listerine, they use thymol in there as part of the main antiseptic.
Right. Yeah. It's an analgesic. It's a pain reliever. It's an antibronchitic. Okay.
Wow.
It's an antirheumatic. It's an expectorant. It's a fungicide. It's a urinary antiseptic. So that's all the properties of thymol. Everybody's so worried about carbachol. What about these other things that are so important? And they're naturally occurring in the plant. Right?
And you said there's how many? How many in there?
319 different phytochemicals.
Okay, so each one does a multitude of different things, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the synergy. What are they going to do when they all get together and, basically go to war with disease and pathogens? It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I think that is really cool.
Thank you.
Okay, so some of the things here that we would be looking at is topically, too. Now, I know this is an oral pill, but some of my customers want to use, maybe they have, and again, oregano is known for helping with even aching muscles and skin sores, all kinds of skin disease and so forth, infections, anything in that area. Obviously, you don't want to get it into your eyes, but could they open this pill up and use it topically, or is that something that maybe because it's so potent it would burn? I mean, I have actually seen my customers use that. Can you say anything about that?
I wouldn't recommend doing that with our product, again, because of the concentration and just because it's not designed to be used that way.
Okay.
Spill it or something. So there's some other products available at your store that you could use. They come with a dropper.
Right, exactly.
So I would direct the consumer to it.
So it's thing. You're telling me this is really, really, really that potent, because obviously what would happen is people, it might feel burny or whatever. It can almost act like a hot pepper, so it could be a sensitizer, although I know customers that use it because it's such a great, great antiseptic. So we know oregano is antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and antiparasitic. And it is actually written up in the Bible when the Bible talks about hyssop. It's actually referring to the oregano. I've talked about this before on the show, and you can go back to listen to some of the older shows at merryman.com/radio, or click on, when you go to merryman.com, that's MARIMANN.com. You can click on Mike on the Radio, and then you can pull up the shows and just start looking for the ones that have oregano in them, and you can learn a lot about it. But oregano is an absolutely phenomenal product. Yours is obviously very pure. You're getting all of the 319 compounds. Your formula is a little bit unique in that way. So you've got, what I like to say is, you got the cake and the icing on the cake and the decorations and the candle and everything. I mean, you've got the whole party balloons, the whole bit. So when you get and the clown and the whole bit. No, not really. But when you buy this product, Oregano Force, it's in the name. It's an Oregano Force. It's very forceful. You get everything. It's been extracted very purely. We've got just a couple minutes left here, and I wanted to kind of go over, because I don't think people are really as familiar with oregano as they may think. Oregano is in the mint family. So it is, we know how safe and wonderful mints are. Oregano is a very, what we would call a medicinal mint, super full of antioxidants and free radicals. It's really good at detoxifying the body. It also is very good with all kinds of diseases, and even including, you can read this, but it's very beneficial for cancers and even diabetes. So it has a lot of wonderful antibacterial products. There's so many studies. And again, they talk about the carvacrol and the thymol. Those are super, basically it's nature's antibiotic, if you want to look at it that way. And there's really no negative side effects other than it being very hot. I know it's super high doses, and maybe that's why your company is a little hesitant about, unless a doctor's working with it. But I can tell people, for educational purposes here, when you take a super high dose of an oregano, because it's a hot spice, it works as a positive azeotrope. What does that mean? Well, it makes your heart beat very strongly and pound very hard. And if you have heart disease, you maybe need to go easy on your hot spices and your hot foods and things like that. And oregano fits into that hot spice classification. So you don't want to be eating like the habanero peppers if you have a weak heart. Obviously, you don't want to take a whole bunch of oregano. But that's really, the fact that it's hot and that it burns indicates to me it's a super antiseptic. It's really good at cleansing and purifying. But it's also a hot spice, and you don't want to get it into your eyes, and you want to be careful around children and pets and things like that, because they may put it in their eyes and it would burn and it wouldn't feel, or if they get it in their mouth, it may freak them out. I have even put a little bit of oregano, maybe one drop, in the water for a pet or something like that. A lot of people will use the leaf, which is a much milder, but your product, again, I think is a big gun. Wouldn't you consider it like a big gun? You know, a powerful herbal extract?
Well, again, it's designed to be a therapeutic dose.
Yeah.
But if you've gone to see your herbalist, right?
Right.
You expect them to just give you a little taste of something and then good luck. You know, he wants to help you with your challenge.
Right.
So that's what this product was designed to do, is whether you have candida overgrowth, mm-hmm. or weight issues or inflammation,
yeah.
or your blood sugar's off, or you need help with supporting the heart, even, you know, to boost your memory and cognition, oregano has been researched for all of these things.
Right.
And so what we're trying to do is give you a therapeutic dose in just one pill.
Yeah, I think what people could gain from this show, because we've talked about so many things that oregano does. I mean, it does everything but wash your windows. I think people are even surprised, you know, that it helps with the insulin resistance. It's even good for, because if diabetes isn't type 1 even is a autoimmune disease, and there may be a role there with the oxidative stress. There's a lot of research done on it, even things like depression. It's unbelievable. Costs, asthma, allergies, the croup, bronchitis, menstrual cramps, rheumatoid arthritis, urinary tract infections and disorders, headaches, diabetes, even like tooth extractions and the bleeding of that, the heart conditions. And again, that's in the lower dose. It's actually very good for your circulatory system and very good for your heart. Helps with the high cholesterol. Other things like topical use would be for acne, athlete's foot, dandruff, canker sores, toothache, gum disease, warts, wounds, ringworm. I've seen it do phenomenal things with warts. I've had customers just, you know, think it's a miracle product. Rosacea, psoriasis, insect bites. It can also be used as an insect repellent. The insects don't like it. And muscle and joint pain and even varicose veins. So it's just, it's very nutritious. I don't think people realize how much it, again, this is one of the botanicals. It contains more vitamins and minerals than any other botanical. It's got a good balance of zinc and copper and selenium. So it's absolutely good for the viruses and things like that. It's very high in vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E. It even includes things like, you know, the tryptophan, the lysine, the valine, the arginine. And I'm sure those are some of the phytonutrients that you are testing for and making sure it's in that balanced formulation. So it's an absolutely wonderful product. And I'm glad you explained today to us a little bit about how your company makes this. Again, I think oregano is super good for respiratory health and anything that's going to mess up, or, you know, the pneumonias and things like that. It's really, really good for that. Your product is an oregano leaf extract. It's full spectrum. It's called Oregano Force. It's formulated with a whole food approach to deliver the oregano's pure, unadulterated, beneficial compounds in a natural, and we're talking not, you know, natural being used fake or anything like that, but in nature's true profile. And it's been used forever. It was used by the ancient Greeks. It's in the Bible. It's an absolutely phenomenal product. Is there anything else you'd like to add there, Dave?
I can't think of anything that you haven't already covered.
Okay, well, they can listen to other shows, but I really appreciate all this information and all of your knowledge, and we'll be talking soon.
Look forward to it.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merriman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merriman Earn.